Somebody said, well, I know it's wrong to shack up with my girlfriend outside of wedlock, but who would believe that a little girl could come up with sickness because mama lied to daddy? You know, there's people out there that stone me if they heard me say that. There's people in church say, you're an idiot. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I've learned these principles. I know what works and I know what don't work. And I know when God says, if you don't do what I say, I will curse your children. I know over in the book of Revelation, he said, if you don't repent, I will cast you into a sick bed, and then I will kill your children with death. That's written in God's Word. I don't like to hear it, but if he said it, guess what he'll do? He'll do exactly what he said. Somebody said, God would never attack my little child with eczema. Well, tell it to that little 8-year-old that scratched, clawed all those years. Now, which one's best? To be clawing and scratching, or for mama to repent and get right with God and the little girl get a whole new flesh in 2 weeks?
Amen.
Don't you like that?
Yeah,
I love it. I love it when somebody repents and believes God. God always shows up. Of course, there's always that guy. I said, well, it was just a coincidence, Thurman. And you ain't never going to get me to believe that. Never, never, never. I ain't going there. Those who lead blameless lives. Oh, can I lie just a little? Can I cheat just a little? Can I have just a little bit of unbelief? No, no, no. Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from a sincere heart. Verse 3 and 4. Those who refuse to slander others. Can I just slander a little? No. Those who refuse to slander others or harm their neighbor or speak evil of their friends. I mean, listen to these things. These are things that's required to walk in that dominion and power. Because we don't do these things, that's why it don't work for us. Those who despise persistent sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord and keep their promises even when it hurts. You know, I learned these principles years ago, and if I made a handshake deal with a man on something, I don't care what it is. I don't care what, I'm going to honor that. I don't care if it costs me money, I don't care what. But one time, years ago, I went down the valley in South Texas visiting relatives, and I saw some beautiful farmland down there. And had irrigation ditches. I mean, and boy, I checked the water, and it was almost free. I mean, it was awesome how much water you could get for just a few dollars an acre a year. And I thought, wow, man, I'd love to have some of this land. I wonder what this land costs. And so I asked my uncle down there, I said, well, is there any land for sale down here? Oh, yeah, he said, there's several pieces for sale. I said, what is it selling for? He said, oh, $400 or $500 an acre. I said, irrigated farmland, $400 or $500 an acre? I said, man, I want to buy some. Well, he said, there's no boy right around here who's got 35 acres for sale right now. So we went around there, and I looked at it, 35 acres. I went around and asked him, I said, how much you want for this? He said, $450. I said, I'll buy it. He said, well, I really can't sell it to you right now. I've already sold more land. It's going to cost me a ton for taxes this year. So why don't I lease it to you? It was March. He said, I've already got a crop of alfalfa on it. Why don't I just lease it to you, and you pay for the crop, and then I'll let you have the crop and everything, and then at January the 1st next year, you come down and buy the land from me. I said, great. Let's go over and get it signed up, get us an attorney and get this deal. Oh, he said, no, I'm a man of my word. You just shake hands with me, and I'll do it. I said, I'm a man of my word, too. I said, sir, you're an old man. Now, I hate the way I said that, because he was probably 60 back in those days. See, but see, you know, I said, you're an old man, you might die, you know. And I said, your wife may not know what kind of deal me and you made. So I said, I won't do it unless we go down to an attorney's office and sign this on a piece of paper. Well, he said, that's not necessary, but okay, if that's the only way you're going to do it. I said, that's the only way I'll do it. He said, well, I am a man of integrity. I said, I am too. And I'm not, denying your word, but like I say, if you were to die, your wife might not have any idea what kind of deal you and me made. And so she might say, you know, kick me off the land because we ain't signed nothing. So anyway, we went down and we filled it all out. Well, December the 26th, owner before January the 1st, I had to come down and make a $5,000 down payment on a piece of property or it wasn't mine. So on December the 26th, I flew down there I went up there to the lawyer's office and said, I want to give you that check for $5,000 for the down payment on a piece of land. He said, well, the man that owned the land came in here last week and said, you didn't want it. I said, no, I ain't changed my mind. But he said, you didn't want it. I said, yeah, nobody knows what he said. That piece of paper says, if owner before January 1st, I come and make this $5,000 down payment, that piece of land's mine. He said, that's what it says. I said, here's my $5,000 check. He said, it's yours. So I go back out there and I'm working the land that afternoon and I'm cutting alfalfa and the old man come out. He said, Thurman, I've decided I don't want to sell the piece of property. I said, well, I hadn't decided I didn't want to buy it. So I said, I'm sorry, you know, I paid my money. And Thurman, is there any way I can talk you out of it? You know, can I give you $25 an acre to change your mind? No change. I just want the land. And so he tried everything in the world, but he knew he didn't have a leg to stand on. So he left. The next day, another man came to see me. He said, I thought I had this piece of land bought from this man. And I said, how much money did you offer him? He said, $600 an acre. He sold it to me for $450. He was really a man of integrity.
Yeah.
You really find out what people are made out of? Really, really, really. Now, if that had been me, and I'd have made that deal with that man, even if I hadn't had that piece of paper, I'd have sold it to him for $450. Because I knew God would reward me for being an honest man of integrity. But you don't find many men today that are men of integrity, especially when it comes to money. When it comes to money, you find out what a man's made out of. And that money is nothing. It's just a piece of paper. Verse 5 and 6. Those who do not charge interest on the money they loan. You want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God? You want to dwell in His sanctuary? You got money out loaning it to somebody, your friends, your Christian brothers and sisters, or are you charging them interest? If you are, if it's your brother and sister in Christ, you need to not charge your brothers and sisters in Christ interest. You can charge the world interest, but you can't charge your brother and sister. If a man from the world comes and wants to borrow $10,000 from you and you got it, and you say, and he said, I'll pay you 10% interest. Hey, if he ain't your brother in Christ, let him have it, 10% interest. But if he says, I need $10,000, could you loan it to me? And you say, are you my brother in Christ? Oh, yeah, I'm a born-again Christian. You go to church? Yeah, I serve the Lord. Okay, well, I got the $10,000. I'll give it to you. You pay me back. No interest. Somebody said, I ain't going to do that. Okay, you can't dwell in the sanctuary of the Most High God if you don't obey the King in everything. I mean, He's the one who wrote the book. I didn't write the book. Is that true?
Yeah.
He wrote the book. And those who refuse to accept bribes to testify against the innocent, such people will stand firm forever. Now, if you're willing to do all these things that God says, you will stand firm forever. Now, 6 and 7. What happened here? One more time. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. That was verse 50, chapter 15, verse 1 through 5. Okay, Psalms 27 is the next one. Psalms 27, verses 1 through 15. Psalms 27, verses 1 through 15. The Lord is my delight and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? But the enemy's coming. We're fixing to go to war. The dollar's fixing to collapse. It ain't going to be worth a penny. So what are you afraid of? I mean, you hear all these stories. We're fixing to go to war in Iran. They're fixing to bomb us in our own cities. There's going to be nuclear suitcase bombs. There's going to be a storm down in Louisiana. It's going to blow away half the state. Well, am I afraid of anything? No. Even if I live down there, you know, I would say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do what they ask. I'm going to vacate the premises. I'm going to go away to safety. I mean, they've warned us, but Lord, I'm going to ask you to protect my property. Now, if I'm walking holy and obedient to His word, when I get back, guess whose house is going to be standing? Mine is going to be. Had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk in obedience to God, did they walk through the fire untouched? I mean, is God a respecter of persons? No, He'll do the same thing for you if you believe it. Those boys believed it. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? I mean, the average Christian is afraid of everything. I mean, oh my Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do for a job. I'm getting old. I can't work anymore. Oh, if Social Security falls apart, hey, forget it. I don't care what happens. I ain't afraid of nothing. God promised to take care of His children. He promised it. He can feed us with a raven. You know, I mean, He can do anything, you know. The Lord protects me from danger. Oh, if the Lord's protecting you, who are you afraid of? I mean, somebody said, well, I mean, just like Cheryl. She's my lovely wife, and she says, I want you to stay close to me. I feel so much safer when I'm with you. Hey, if she feels safe when I'm here, if God is in me, hey, she ain't got nothing to worry about, has she? No. Do I have anything to worry about? No. So should I be afraid of anything? No, absolutely not. The Lord protects me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to destroy me, oh, the Muslims are coming to get us. And that may be true. We're hearing all kinds of bad stuff. When evil people come to destroy me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. They're coming down the road down here, and they're going to wipe out this little place. And all of a sudden, an angel trips them up down there. And all of a sudden, all those guys drop dead down there on the road. So I take my backhoe and go out there and dig me a hole and bury them all. But be good fertilizer. Somebody says, you're not very compassionate. Okay, if my enemies, God's the one said this, you know. So He's the one that killed 185,000 Syrians in one night. Did He not? Sure He did. So if they're your enemies, He can wipe them out for you. You don't have to worry. So why should we be afraid? He said, they will stumble and fall. Verse 3 and 4. Though a mighty army surrounds me. A mighty, not one or two, a mighty army surrounds. My heart will know no fear. Now you tell me a man that can walk there. Hey, there's a few of them, wasn't there? I mean, when they start surrounding us, what does people do? Do we get afraid? Oh, we fall apart. We don't believe this book. This book gives us all this power. Even if they attack me, I remain confident. Ah, is this awesome? The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in His temple.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.